Finally today, you remember Anthony Ramos from the original cast of Hamilton? He played both John Lorenz and Philip Hamilton. Since Ramos stepped away from those roles in 2016, he has been on a tear. He starred in Spike Lee's Netflix series She's Gotta Have It, based on Lee's 1986 film of the same name. He played Lady Gaga's best friend in A Star Is Born. And if that wasn't enough, he's just released an album. It's called The Good and the Bad. And he is with us now in our studios in New York to tell us more about The Good and the Bad. Anthony Ramos, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so hyped to be here. All things considered, let's go.
That's right. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
On everything. All right, it's so hard not to say it. I'm trying not to say it.
Say it,
but
please.
You're definitely not missing your thousandth person to try to make
not
throwing away your shot.
I never. I try not to.
Right? I'm sorry. I'm probably like the thousandth person who's tried to make that
shot. It doesn't get old. No, it's a big, huge part of my life.
Well, I mean, the last couple of years, I mean, working with Lin-Manuel, working with Spike Lee, working with Bradley Cooper, working with Lady Gaga. You know, when you were growing up here in New York, did you ever think that this is where you'd be?
No. Off the top of my head, no. I think there was a little part of me inside, deep down inside, that dreamt about it and felt like it could happen, but in reality, it felt so far away. There were a lot of things that could have kept me from being here. You know, I was grew up poor and grew up in a hood and in the projects, and it's easy to see those things as things that are in our way or setbacks or kind of barriers. But I felt like those things gave me superpowers, and then those places and those circumstances actually helped me get here and gave me the opportunity to sit here with you now.
One of the things I'm curious about, though, is growing up in New York, as I did.
Mm-hmm.
East New York.
Let's go.
Yes, in the house.
Yeah.
But New York is so close, right? I mean, you can see it if you're standing in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
Does it still feel far away, like the New York that you now have a foot in now? Did it still feel far away back then?
It felt really far away. As a kid, we didn't even take trips into the city. You know, it was going to the park or going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was everything was local for me. It was cheaper. It was easier. And we could still do something adventurous and parents could take us somewhere local and they wouldn't have to take us into the city and it'd still suffice, you know? But it was...
It's interesting that people outside of New York maybe don't realize that people who don't live in Manhattan still call it the city.
Right. You know, and anyone who's from New York knows, oh, you live in New York, so you live in Manhattan. You know, because if you don't live in the city, oh, I live in Staten Island, I live in Queens, I live in Long Island, I live, you know, somewhere that's not the city.
Right.
Being from New York, right, like... If you talk to your family and they're like, hey, so where do you live now? And I'm like, oh, I live on, 45th and 9th. They're like, oh. You get an automatic, you get like a, oh, ellipses, dot, dot, dot. Like, oh, wow, you're doing big things. And then they follow it up by you're doing big things, you know. So it's a big deal to even come into the city and hang out and then let alone live there. I don't live in the city now, but, you know, I work in the city a lot.
Which is all the more reason why it's interesting that for your first album, you really talk a lot about where you came from as
sure.
opposed to where you are now.
Right.
Let me just start with Dear Diary.
Yeah.
Right? Let's just start with that.
Hey there, mama. Can you tell me how you been? I know I said I'll be back in 2 months and I've been gone ever since. I went across the country to chase the things that I'm needing to grow. So I had to get away from you and everything I ever known.
Dear Diary is really my love letter to home. You know, it's really like, these were all the things on my mind and I'm going to let them out. It basically, like, first verse is for mom, second verse is for my father, who wasn't in my life for most of my life. But thank God he's around now.
Hey there, Papa. I wish I knew where you've been. We talked 2 months ago and I ain't heard from you since. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little messed up from the last text you sent. But thank God for mama. Yeah, she taught me how to forgive.
Did you just cry every day?
It was hard. This. It was hard. Yeah, that was.
We're both trying really hard right now. We're both looking at each other. Let's try not to cry.
Yeah, that song's super personal. You know,
yeah.
No, it don't matter where life leads me, because if you call and say that you need me, I'll be coming home. Mm-hmm. So yeah, super personal. I even get emotional talking to you about it now, because this is just real life. This album is real life for me.
Yeah, project living.
Yeah.
Late nights in the park chillin'.
Uh-huh.
Jeans grit with Randy, Robin, Ruben. Mama Frida's pork chops got us feeling.
Do you feel after Hamilton? I mean, first of all, Hamilton.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
Please. It's like one of the biggest musicals in recent history.
Yeah.
I mean, it is going to go down in history. So, a couple questions about it. When you were first working on it, did it seem like it was going to be big that way, or did it just feel like, hey, this is great, I got a gig?
Definitely felt more than, hey, this is great, I got a gig. I was like, yo, this is different. You know, we knew it was special. We didn't know it was going to blow up like the way it did, but we for sure.
Like tickets at a mortgage payment.
I mean, tickets sold out forever.
Forever.
Till infinity and beyond.
But when did you realize it was that huge experience? It wasn't just a play anymore, it was like an event. When did that become real for you?
When the president came. When Barack Obama showed up, we were like, oh, I guess we got something here.
Were you nervous?
I said, the president's got a busy schedule and he came to see us. I think that was the most electrifying show I had. Besides, on the flip side, when Mike Pence came to the show, it was crazy. Like, that was also electrifying for me, because I felt like this was a story that this person needs to hear. And I'm about to give this dude the best and craziest show I've ever given, because I feel like this guy needs to hear this story about immigrants and about these people, and about it's told in this way with all these black and brown people on this stage, you know, telling this story in this way. And
interesting bookend. So you kind of had this bookend experience.
Completely.
Yeah.
100% a bookend experience, you know. And but that's the beauty of that show, right? I feel like that show's for everyone.
When did you make the decision to become an artist? I understand, I read that originally you wanted to be a ball player.
I did, like, in high school.
Because who doesn't?
Right, I mean,
who doesn't?
The life looks good.
All right, it does. But so when did you decide to embrace art? I mean, it's not the easiest thing to do. I mean, even in New York, where you're surrounded by artists, right?
Right.
In the city.
Yeah.
But how did that happen for you?
It just felt more tangible. We tend to follow the patterns of our families, right? My dad played baseball, my brother played baseball, and then I was supposed to be the next one in line. That's what the good and the bad, the first verse is, they used to call me the franchise. In the backyard, there was a dude named Nookie. He lived two apartment buildings over. He'd be like, yo, franchise. You call me franchise from the window. Always, always. And everyone in the yard knew that that was me. I was supposed to be the next in line until I wasn't.
Franchise meaning franchise player.
Franchise player. Like, yeah. Pops played, brother played. Now you're the next in line. And until I wasn't. I got injured at 16. There go my big dreams back at the start. Talking to God, thought for me he had big things, right? That's where those lyrics came from. But then the good and the bad really sums up how I even got into acting. You know, it's like, you know, I almost went to the Navy. Thank God for Jason. He saved me, my best friend from high school. You know, he called our high school director on the phone. I auditioned for what I thought was a talent show in school. I didn't know it was a musical. And I auditioned for this thing I thought was a talent show. Teacher goes, okay, great, read these lines. And I was like, nah, miss, I don't do that. and she's like, what? Do you know what this is? I'm like, yeah, it's a talent show. She's like, no, this is a musical. She's like, okay.
Can I just ask, forgive me,
sure.
Did you know what a musical was at that point?
I knew what a musical was, but I wasn't a fan. I didn't really grow up watching. I didn't love musicals growing up. Like, my high school girlfriend tried to play Rent for me, and I was just like, I don't get it. Now I love Rent, right? It takes time.
My Fair Lady, it wasn't your thing.
Right, but I love these, the old, the new. I love them now. And,
so you got the part.
Got the part. I got on stage, and I, in that moment, you know, I was wearing my cardboard crown playing Zeus, and when I get up there wearing way too much makeup, and I start singing this song, and in that moment, I was like, you ever just been uncomfortably comfortable? You're like, I am so uncomfortable because I feel so comfortable in this place that is, this is so unfamiliar to me, yet I feel like I belong here. This is where I'm supposed to be the whole time.
Wow. Lightning bolt.
You know, and it was just in that moment, it was like the light bulb just went off.
Well, congratulations on everything. I mean, you have so many things going on. You're working with Lin-Manuel Miranda again.
Yeah.
The creator of Hamilton. You're starring in the film adaptation of his play, In the Heights.
Yeah.
For listeners who aren't familiar with it, what's it about?
Well, it's about a community, predominantly Latin community, in a neighborhood called Washington Heights. It's above Harlem. There's a main character who narrates the story, who we see the story through his eyes, Usnavi, the character I play. And it's about all these people just grinding it out in this neighborhood and living day to day and what that's like in that community. And Usnavi owns a bodega, and then there's the car service owner and his daughter who goes to Stanford but feels like she doesn't belong necessarily because she's one of the only Latina, you know, students in the school, and what that's like for her. And this movie is just really about culture and love and family. And
it's almost like it was written for you.
I mean, it was wild. I mean, when I saw the show, I was watching these characters on stage and I'm taking this in, and I was like, you know, and I thought about like quitting acting because I was like, oh, I don't know if there's a space for me here. Like, nobody's rushing to write a role for the freckled Puerto Rican kid who's barely 5'9". You know what I'm saying? Like, no one's like in a rush. Like, can't wait to write the next lead role for him. But I sat there and I was like, I can't quit. I have to keep going. And it was just beautiful to be inspired by that story. And I can't wait for this to be in the world. There's salsa and there's pop and music and there's all these bangers in this musical, and music that feels like the music I grew up listening to. And I think many people in the world have grown up listening to, but just haven't heard it in this way. So I'm so excited for this to be in the world.
Well, so are we. That's Anthony Ramos. His album, The Good and the Bad, is out now. Anthony Ramos, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks so much for having me, Michelle. Mad love.
I see you over there cooking while you over there looking like a fire course.
Just fire.
I walk over to the kitchen and I feel a little smitten with the way the oil pour.
Like this.
Put my hand around your waist.
Yeah.
Put my cheek up on your face.
Okay.
Turn your around so you can see what you call.